Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Ruth.
So Ruth is not in today. She's returning tomorrow, but I am covering her. So how can I help you?
I was trying to get speak to her about getting the aid started.
Okay.
Well, myself
so,
too.
Okay, let me take a look to see where the caregivers are up to.
What does that mean?
Okay, so that means that I want to make sure that their documents are sent in. Basically, in order to start services, two things
mm-hmm.
need to happen. A, the caregivers will need to send in everything, and B, the insurance need to send an authorization. Okay?
Right.
So I'm just reading the notes here. Okay, so the last message that I have here is that you were able to rectify the issue that you had with the other agency and you were planning on staying with them. So we have you as discharged, but if you are interested in coming with us, we can continue with that.
Okay, that's what I was
okay.
Just...
Yeah, so
okay,
we have the caregiver's information here, so we're going to reach out to them today.
Can you stop for a second, please?
Mm-hmm.
Please?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a brand new, fresh thing. I need to ask a question.
Okay.
And I just need the answers.
Okay.
Now, you don't have any caregiver information because I didn't do anything. Okay?
Okay.
So, I do have someone in mind and they were going to start with the other agency, but
mm-hmm.
I was trying to, because I told them with the other agency, they were going to get $15.50 an hour plus overtime pay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that? Can you do that?
$15.50 for how many hours?
It's 40 hours, and then there's another 46 hours.
And
so
how many caregivers? One caregiver for all the hours?
I have one right now, yes. Doing 3 to, they're willing to do 3 to 6 a.m.
3 to 6 a.m. So they would be covering all the hours. Okay.
Until I can get someone.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
How many hours would you be looking for someone for?
There's 86 hours I have.
Okay.
And I was doing it with the, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 86 hours, currently you only have one caregiver and you are planning on looking for someone to cover how many, half of those hours?
Well, I don't know anything because I'm trying to get someone started because I need help right now. I'm just trying to, even me coming over to you and getting that person in, it's a start.
Okay.
But
right.
The other company is difficult. Like I called 3 different times this morning to try to get them started.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep ringing. The phone keeps ringing. You know what I'm saying? I'll go to a different prompt that's
right.
ringing, but Ruth always answers. So.
Okay. I understand.
But
okay.
I already told them the amount and the hours the other company would pay.
So you don't want to go under those hours?
Sorry. No, I have the, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I calculated a rate. So the way it works is that for the first 40 hours, there's a base rate, and then for the remaining hours, there's overtime rate. So the base rate that we can offer, the highest base rate, would be $13.75, and the overtime rate would be $20.62, to be exact. So their weekly pay would look like $1,499. That's before taxes.
Okay, well, I'll call them and see if they are willing to.
Mm-hmm. So let me just look up the average of that. Hold on. So if you average that out, it's about $17.43 an hour if you average the regular rate and the overtime rate.
Right. I'll just ask them if they're willing to do that.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.